You know, it's very clear in the Bible that you should try the spirits. And you might say, well, what does that mean? Try the spirits. Well, you don't go into an agreement with any bad spirit, right? In this day and age, they say stuff like, you're profiling me, you're judging me, you keep the boundaries up. If somebody wants to go in business with you, if somebody wants to marry you, try the spirits. See whether they be of God. Most people from their childhood have programs that they're running on, and they don't even know it. Most people have never done the inner work. Most people have never been introspective. Had a college roommate, I think his dad was a policeman or something. He could not be introspective. He couldn't hear what he was saying to his wife or to his kids, the way he talked. He couldn't be introspective. And I wouldn't be surprised if my roommate carried that on to his wife, you know. And nobody talks about it. Everybody's so busy with the noise of the system, the world, that they don't really hear any good. I mean, why don't the preachers talk about it? If they really have your well-being in focus, if the local churches have your well-being in focus, why don't they talk about your childhood stuff, your battles with the Illuminati, your battles with the Freemasons, your battles with the media? I mean, the reason they don't, because they're hooked to the media. The ones that I've ever been around, they always want to have fun. We're going on a trip. We're going on vacation. They just talk about fun while you're working. As a slave, you're trying to get free from the system, but they don't want you to be free. They want you to help them to stay free. They don't talk about finances. They don't talk about anything to help you navigate this devil system. And it is a devil system. The god of this world is the devil. And somebody who's a worldling, who doesn't have faith alone, even the ones I've seen who are really saved, they're still running on a program. And it takes a while to break it, but it's hard to believe these narcissists are real, and it's hard to believe that the system is narcissistic through and through. It's hard to believe that you believe lies. It's hard to admit you get saved and you start reading the Bible, you start learning the Bible, you start rightly dividing it. It's hard to admit that it's a system of lies, that you believe lies, even though you know you were hell bound till you got saved. But it's still hard to believe that you believe so many lies, that the bloodline lies, the culture lies, the lies you told yourself, the strongholds, the lies that you perpetrated on yourself. You know, it's hard to admit when you gaslight yourself. You know, a lot of times people get mad at the narcissist, but the only reason we tied into the narcissist, the red flags are always there, is because we wanted to believe a lie, right? We wanted to believe a lie. We wanted to believe a lie. There's this picture that you have in front of you about this person, and I think in order to get married or to do anything, you almost have to live in a fantasy world, because once you really see the sinful nature of a human, (clears throat) once you understand the sinful nature of a human, most of the stuff that they say is future faking and baloney. Most of the stuff that people say is just future faking, BS, and baloney. They can't follow through. They talk a big talk, but they never follow through, you know. And the reason is because they're going to have to sacrifice. And one of the reasons is the world is so crazy, you never know what's going to happen. It's hard to follow through when everything's crazy around you. When there's a pandemic or anything, jobs change, everything changes. Society, inflation, all this stuff. It's hard to follow through when you have craziness all around you sometimes. A person can mean well when they say it, but it usually doesn't work out. They can get in your face and say, yeah, I'm going to be a good wife. I believe in the biblical version of a wife. I can cook, I can clean, I can submit, all that. And then when the rubber meets the road, it doesn't ever happen. It doesn't happen. Because it was fantasy island. There's no perfect, you know, the Bible gives you the perfect setup. And we're trying to attain it. We're trying to step into it. We're trying to walk in it. I've actually had some contractors come in, and I talk to them, and they're fundamental, independent Baptists. I talk to them, and they say, man, it's good to fellowship with you. It's good talking to you. It's good to fellowship with you. And about the third day in, they say something off the wall. It's like, I thought you were fundamental independent Baptist. Where'd that come from? Where'd that come from? Their old redneck ways, their old culture ways, their old bloodline ways always kick in. I'm trying to remember a specific instance, but it's happened so many times over the years. Whether it's a friend, whether it's a wife, whether it's a in-law, outlaw, bloodline, they always talk a good talk. One time, a long time ago, my mom and sister said, won't you buy a mobile home a camper with us? Won't you go in with us on a camper? I said, I don't think so. Why? Because y'all are not saved. I'm not going in agreement with somebody who's not saved. I wouldn't do it anyway now. I wouldn't have done it anyway, probably. But I learned a long time ago, you can't depend on the unsaved. To follow through, they always want somebody else to be the fall guy, the fall person that they can't keep up their end of the bar because they want to put it on you, you know. I've been playing the game too many years, people. Your dad was addicted to alcohol and other drugs, heroin probably. I don't know if he stayed on it or not. I think he got off of that. And you watch your neighbors and your in-law, your bloodline act like an idiot and never help you, but talk like they wanted to help you, but never were there. Then you learn early on, if family will do it, you know a stranger will do it. If family will do it to you, a stranger will do it to you. In a heartbeat. If your wife tries to steal your property, you know a stranger might try to steal your property. Your blood, your wife, your in-law, your outlaws, if they try to mess you up. You know, a stranger might try to mess you up. So the boundaries are always there. And, you know, people could talk a big talk, you know, until you walk with them for a mile and look at the struggles that they, how they face off with the struggles. You really don't know the person. In order to gain any ground in what I'm saying, you're going to have to get by yourself, cut off the noise, cut off the music, cut off the TV, think outside the box, go directly to God. Fight against all the peer pressure, all the lies of the churches and the upbringing and the TV and the media. It's so obvious, to be honest with you, that it's so obvious when you really listen to the person's words and not, you know, watch their body language. There's always this, like, this little micro expression that will reveal everything, you know. And also the Holy Spirit will always give you a red flag warning if you pay attention. Danger, danger, danger. Warning, warning, warning. Red flag, red flag, red flag. I was talking to this girl one time. She was intriguing, but I saw one red flag. I saw a contradiction. Then I saw another contradiction, then another one, then another one, then another one. And then the final straw that said, nah, something ain't right. And so I said, I'll just let it go. Six months later, through the grapevine, I heard the real deal, you know. Through the grapevine, I heard something. And I said, oh. After a few conversations through a grapevine agent. The great, and you know, I was thinking that too. I was thinking it, the way God works, He protects His own, and He always wants you to take your time, don't make a rash decision, and just wait. Just if it's real, it's always going to be real. If it's fake, it's always going to be fake. And there you go.